dolphins are snickering at all your silly bickering. Get back to work and quit fooling around. Quit fooling around. Quit fooling around. Get back to work. Clean this place up.
And it seems a perfectly appropriate song to play because the Environmental Law Conference is in town this weekend as well. Dana Hubbard, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I'm tickled to be here.
Listening to this song, I was struck by one word choice in particular.
Oh,
we
good.
Usually
I love
talk
this.
Talk about how, you know, we're the caretakers of the planet, but you say the groundskeepers. That's a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to lower our status a little bit, make us humble.
Yeah. Caretakers can kind of swan about because they're in a position of responsibility, and the groundskeepers are picking up the trash.
That's it. You know, there are dignified groundskeepers out there. I won't denigrate a whole class of good people, but yeah, we tend to take ourselves way too important in the ecosphere here. So.
Your new album has a lot of songs of environmental justice and social justice. Is this a recent direction in your music, or is this something that goes back to your very start?
Well, it kind of goes back to my very start. I mean, I came up listening to Bob Dylan and stuff, and Joni Mitchell and James Taylor, and but frankly, I went away from that for years and years and years, and it just so happened that the political events occurred and people were just ignoring the obvious for so long. It was just making me more angry and more angry. So this CD came out in 2008, and it was kind of the culmination of all the stuff that was going on during that time and previous to that time, you know.
You actually started out as an electric blues guitarist.
Yeah.
How did the transition from big band electric blues to solo singer-songwriter with an acoustic guitar happen?
Cynicism. The clubs were driving me nuts. I love the players and the bands, and we had a really fun time and played a lot of great music, if I may say so myself. But the club scene, it will eventually get to you. And I just wanted a change, and so I was looking around for a change, and I was writing a lot more, and I started, somehow got connected with some people that were going to listening rooms, and the first time I walked in one of these listening rooms, I was literally shocked that the people were silent, and they were actually listening, you know, and I was just both shocked and terribly intrigued and inspired. So I said, this is where I'm going, you know, so I kind of left the club scene and went this direction. I'm really happy I did.
Well, I tell you what, I will promise to be quiet and listen if you'll play a song for us.
Well, I'd be happy to, but man, you don't have to promise me nothing because you've been a wonderful supporter of my stuff. So let's see. Well, let's do another environmental song here. I mean, while we're at it, because here's the interesting thing. I mean, this CD came out in 2008. I was writing a lot of these songs prior to that. And this particular song I'm going to sing right now, Petroleum People, I had the idea for this for a decade before I actually wrote it. And yet it's... Again, if I may say so myself, it's still timely. I mean, we are not reacting fast enough or doing enough. And now, I don't want to forget about all the people that are doing a lot of wonderful things, but I mean, I think Copenhagen was a big disappointment to a lot of people that were serious about protecting planet Earth and doing the right thing. So here's a song called Petroleum People. Somewhere in a distant time, young one comes to the old one. His grandma wanna know, who are those petroleum people and where did they go? Little one, that's a story not quickly told, but climb up on my knee, cause there's one that you should know. Ah, they were species known as humans, drilled for oil, dug for gold, fought to control what they thought could be sold. They claimed it was their right, cause God said it was so, but then they had to fight to see whose God would get to run the show. And then the killing got serious, they dug up every means. In the end they all succeeded beyond their wildest dreams. a chance to flourish. Young one looked up and said, but Grandma, I'm still confused. Teachers said they were smart. They were using tools. Yeah, that's right, little one. But they still became extinct, 'cause they did not use their heads and they did not use their hearts to think. Ah, but it's not so bad. Little one, don't be sad. 'Cause with the human race, Earth was a dying place. And after they were gone, she could heal and nourish. All the other species got a chance to flourish. The humans are gone, the humans are gone. Yeah, yeah, the humans are gone. The wicked humans are gone. Ah, but it's not so bad. Little one, don't be sad. 'Cause with the human race, Earth was a dying place. And after they were gone, she could heal and nourish. All the other species got a chance. Ah, but it's not so bad. Little one, don't be sad. 'Cause with human race, Earth was a dying place, and after they were gone, she could heal and nourish all the other species, got a chance to flourish. Remember the petroleum people, oil was their gain, so petroleum people became their name.
My guest on the Saturday Cafe is Dana Hubbard. I always imagine these raccoon archaeologists digging up plastic sporks and cataloging. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's funny because people keep asking me who's the
successors.
Yeah, the successors, the question. You know, and it's like, well, just use your imagination. You know, it's everybody that survived.
You've actually won a couple of songwriting contests recently, Telluride.
Yes, I did. I'm very proud of that. Yeah. Well, I won in Telluride this last September. I won the acoustic blues competition. So that was less of a song competition and more of a
play,
like an acoustic performance competition. And then right after that, I won the Indie International competition for folk acoustic, which I was extremely proud of because they had submissions from all over the world. So
what song did you
a new to? One that called Lightning's Cadillac that has got me in quite a few festivals this year. So
you're performing tonight in Salem House Concert?
Yes, exactly.
Salem House Concerts. What is it? blueman@teleport.com is the contact information. I don't remember the time. When is it?
There's a dinner with that goes with it. And that's at 6, and then my concert starts at 7:30.
We'll have the specifics of that in the folk calendar if people want to make reservations. Still getting my brain back to acoustic blues, the Telluride performance. I mean, do you play different songs? Do you play other people's songs when you're doing the acoustic blues? Are you consider yourself an acoustic blues man who happens to be an environmental songwriter? How does that all fit together?
Yeah, that's a perfect description right there. I like that, Frank. I mean, I did blues forever, and so blues is the basis of what I do. And then when you start applying that to acoustic guitar and then songwriting, you know, it's a perfect platform, really. And I'm not a strict blues player, though. Sometimes that can throw people. But if you are real familiar with the blues or even vaguely familiar with the blues, you can hear it in my playing, and it's pretty much the basis of what I do. And then adding in the songwriting and stuff, on top of that, you know, sometimes I like to think of myself, I hope this doesn't sound egotistical, as kind of a literate blues singer-songwriter, you know, somebody who's writing good blues lyrics that you can, you know, think about rather than a typical, you know, lost love or, you know.
My baby's gone. She got hit by a train.
Yeah, exactly. Train. Yeah, which I love that stuff, you know, and after I've had a few drinks at night, I love to sing that stuff. But you know, I love all the great songwriters, you know, Joni Mitchell, Bruce Coburn. So combining those two loves has really kind of gotten me here at this point, you know. So,
well, I see that you are wearing a bottleneck on your pinky.
Yes.
Is this a sign of things to come? Are you going to play something slide for us?
Yeah, it just sits there. I'd be happy to. It just kind of sits there, and then I throw in a slide lick now and then, you know. And I actually kind of got in trouble. I was in an acoustic finger-picking competition back in Utah a couple years ago, and I just had the slide there. It was just riding along, you know. And so I threw in a few slide licks, and when I came off the stage, the organizers kind of came over to me and said, I got to talk to you a minute. And they were real nice. They felt as bad as I did. Well, maybe not quite as bad as I did. But they said, I'm sorry, we have to disqualify you because slide is not allowed in what's called Winfield rules. Now, at that time, I didn't know what Winfield rules were. But believe me, I do now. And the slide stays at home. But yeah, it just kind of sits there. I've always loved slide. And so I just throw it in here and there, you know. So, yeah, I'd love to. I'll throw in some licks, I promise.
All right. What shall we hear?
Well, let's see. Why did I was going to do the new one, Lightning's Cadillac. I'll throw some slide licks in there, but I'm not sure where. So it'll be a surprise for me, too.
All right.
So here it is. A little bit different. This is not a protest song. This is more a song kind of celebrating being on the road, doing the blues.
Dana Hubbard on the Saturday Cafe.
Dark night in Texas, hoodoos on the prowl, blues players ghosts walking the back roads. I can hear wolf howl, broke down on the blacktop, far from any town. This black is that I've ever seen in Texas. Can't even see my feet walking on the ground. Right now I visualize myself to be in some other weather where I'm at. Picture me in the bright lights in the big city, driving Lightning's Cadillac. Up ahead, red tail lights slowing down for me. Texas plates on a long black Lincoln. Devil's in the driver's seat. He said, come on, climb in, and I'll help you get to wherever you are bound. He said he helped all of the great ones, Mr. Robert Johnson on down. Muddy Big Mama, Jimmy Dennis, Stevie Little Wolf, John Lee, he said. Minnie had come his way. He said they all gave up their souls to him. And he taught them all how to play. All right, here comes some flight break. Polka dot guitar.
Right now I visualize myself to be in some other way than where I'm at. Picture me in the bright lights in the big city, driving Lightning's Cadillac. Driving Lightning's Cadillac. Come on, Lightning, let me take it around the block one time. You know I'll bring it right back. You know I will. Here I go.